This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran rejected a call on Tuesday by three European countries urging it to refrain from any retaliatory attacks that would further escalate regional tensions. Iran calls it an excessive request. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany, in a joint statement on Monday, asked Iran and its allies to refrain from retaliation for the killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last month. Iran has blamed Israel. Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip, which is ravaged by 10 months of war, means there's little or no shampoo, soap, period products, or household cleaning materials, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
When girls complain to Gazan doctor Labna Al-Azeza that they have no combs, she tells them to cut off their hair. It's not just combs. The conflict has left the enclave with no clean running water, a shortage of aid in medicine, and raw sewage everywhere, giving rise to skin diseases and other afflictions. International aid deliveries to Gaza have been dramatically reduced since Israel seized control of the Rafah border crossing, exacerbating a humanitarian crisis. Israel denies responsibility for delays, saying that the UN and others are responsible for its distribution inside the enclave.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's southern Kursk region as its major cross-border incursion continued to advance. Ukraine's army chief, Oleksandr Sursky, briefing President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Kyiv's military had seized 40 square of new territory over the past 24 hours, square kilometers, the day after claiming Ukraine held 1,000 square kilometers. This is VOA News. Africa's top public health agency on Tuesday declared an Mpox emergency as a new variant moves across Democratic Republic of Congo's borders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The African Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the viral infection was spreading at an alarming rate. Mpox is transmitted through close contact and causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions. The new variant of an endemic strain of the virus appears to spread more easily through close contact, particularly among children. Mpox has been endemic in parts of Africa for decades after it was first detected in humans in 1970. A milder version spread to over 100 countries in 2022.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Bangladesh's former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has issued a call from her self-exile in India for an investigation into the killings of students and others during weeks of violent protests that prompted her ouster. Hasina stepped down and fled Bangladesh last week after student activists led an uprising against her government. She herself has been accused of responsibility for some of the deadly violence along with top officials of her administration. A Ugandan court on Tuesday found a former commander of an infamous rebel militia guilty of dozens of war crimes. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Thomas Kwoyelo is the first senior member of the Lord's Resistance Army to have been tried by Uganda's judiciary. The LRA was founded in the 1980s with the aim of overthrowing the government. Under the leadership of Joseph Kony, who claimed to be a spiritual medium, Kwoyelo was captured in Congo in 2009 and has been in pretrial detention for 15 years. Kwoyelo has said he was kidnapped by the LRA as one of its many child soldiers and denied the more than 70 charges against him, which included murder, rape, enslavement, torture, and kidnapping. The court found Kwoyelo guilty on 44 charges. The judges said next week they would begin conducting hearings before setting a date for Kwoyelo's sentencing.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Tropical storm Ernesto is battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico, where officials have shuttered schools and government agencies. Ernesto is expected to become a hurricane early on Wednesday as the center of the storm moves just north of Puerto Rico on a path toward Bermuda. Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, as well as two tiny Puerto Rican islands, which are popular with tourists. Officials in Puerto Rico warned of widespread power outage given the crumbling electric grid on the island. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.